Maybe you can go into that field.
I'll be a good little PI. Good little investigator.
Good I can't even picture you being a detective.
Bro, imagine me talking to them at the questioning.
Like, so they ran through this door?
Did you kill the motherfucker or not? Come on now.
How many feet did they have?
Boy or girl, long hair or short hair? Did they talk to you? Bro.
What color were they?
I'm like, you're sitting in this chair, you're never getting up.
Oh my God.
I'll be, bro, imagine me questioning
someone. Never solves a case.
Labo. Yo.
What's happening?
Got some players.
This is Arthur Dominguez.
Jared Farr.
It's episode 97.
Damn, we're almost at the 100.
Valentine's week.
This is a Valentine's edition episode, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all the people celebrating Valentine's Day. You either love it or you hate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're either a lover or you're a friend, you know?
Are you celebrating this year?
I am not celebrating this year. God.
Bro, I was fucking this year, like I was like today years old when I found out that you have to ask someone to be your Valentine.
What the fuck you think it was all these years?
Like,
you just assume?
Anytime I've celebrated Valentine's Day, which is not a lot of years in my life. Yeah. But anytime I have, I thought it was just kind of like assumed. Like if you're with someone... Obviously, they're going to be your Valentine.
I've seen people who are like married who still like asked, like it's thought, you know?
I didn't know that was a thing until like TikTok taught me. TikTok teaches me a lot.
It does teach me a lot too. Dude, I was at Target before I got here and I saw these kids. They're probably like maybe like 15 years old. They all, three dudes all had flowers picked out for like, I'm guessing like a girlfriend.
I love that.
And in my head, I'm like, God, I'm really alone. Like, how lonely am I?
Did you get sad?
I kind of got sad because I was like, I wouldn't mind getting flowers for somebody.
That's the thing. Guys don't get flowers. And why is that? How would you feel if
well,
like,
I was saying, like, I didn't mean, like, I wouldn't mind buying flowers for someone. But, yeah, you make a good point.
Oh, you don't want to receive them?
I would love to get some flowers.
You deserve some.
What kind of flower guy are you?
Shit, I don't know. The ones that look good?
I'm a rose type of guy.
Nah, I feel like roses are basic.
That's the whole thing, bro.
I love, like, I'm not even going to try to pretend.
Nice little tulip.
I don't even want to pretend to know my
sunflower.
Flowers.
You're like a sunflower, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I just pick the ones that look nice.
You're like a real, like, you're not, you're a dandy.
When I was a kid, sunflowers were my favorite.
I know what you are.
What?
A dandelion.
Is that good?
You ever see one of them dandelions?
I would have to research.
It's, bro, it was like that one little, like, tiny little flower that's like white.
Yeah.
You don't know what it
I
is.
I like white flowers.
Yeah, you're a white guy, white flower.
Matches my skin tone.
Valentine's edition. But yeah, man, honestly, I wouldn't mind having a nice little ting.
Yeah.
What's a good Valentine's date? What are we working with?
Well, it depends, man. Like a lot of, like me, I've never really been huge on like the, you know, the fancy dinners.
Yeah. I feel like it's overrated. And I feel like they're always booked.
Everything's booked up.
Yeah. You're
like not even enjoying it because you're trying to perform. You know what I'm saying? You're trying
true.
To perform for your partner when it should really be about enjoying your time with them.
Yeah, I feel that. You know, I guess now since I don't have a Valentine this year, I can talk about my previous years. We can reminisce on all the good times.
Yeah.
It's like that one, like, you know, like that one episode in the TV show where it's like they look back at all the memories throughout the shows.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're gonna
flashback
do.
Flashback episode.
But let's see what year I did a good look. So one year, you know, I didn't do the whole dinners on that. It's cool and all, but
you're just worried the whole time. Like, am I doing enough?
Remember one year,
am I impressing her?
Exactly. Had a homie, Sean, worked at the HB meat market. And if...
No, he didn't work there. He ran that shit.
Just like I ran the movie business at Santico's, Sean ran the meat market.
He was the executive behind the counter.
He was Mr. Meat Cutter.
Executive chef.
That dude hooked it up, bro, with like a dope-ass prime rib. I think it would have came out to, I think, like 60, 70 bucks, like a fucking steak.
Wait, so you cooked that shit up?
So Sean put on like the, because he don't work there anymore, he put on like the price of like a chicken leg. Like $5.99, dog, for a prime rib steak. Two of them. So it would have been like 60 a pound, at least 120, dog. Like it was like prime.
We
shit,
love
I
Sean.
Paid 10 bucks.
And you cooked that shit
went
up?
Went home, cooked it. I put on, I had a table.
Yeah.
Put rose petals across the table. Had the steaks ready on plates. She thought we were gonna go out, and then she opens the door and sees that music going.
Ooh.
Wine. Talk about a nice night in. Wrong girl though. I should have not saved that for someone special. No, terrible. I don't know why I said it for her.
Wasted it on a bad one.
She was terrible.
Hey, you can always just run the same play.
I'm going to run that shit back next year.
Run that play, bro.
Bro, it was nice, dog. Yeah, you set the mood.
See, I've never done some shit like that. Yo.
What? Like, does it just not come
to you? Dude, I'm telling you, TikTok's got me, like, rethinking my whole life.
And this
like,
was before TikTok, bro. Like, I just had the... I've always thought, like, think bigger, you know? Like,
yo, I respect that.
I mean, like, try to not like, think of, like, the typical...
I haven't really been in, like, very many relationships, like, in my adult life.
Yeah, that's true.
When I was a kid, or, like, a teenager even, like, I didn't give a shit, like...
Here's a chocolate.
So I guess I'm just
a chocolate box.
Want some fucking candies?
Did you ever have like a middle school Valentine that you would like you buy something or you would ask your parents to like?
Yeah,
take it
no, in middle school I'll bring the teddy bears.
Like okay, yeah, I had that too.
You know, the girls would be carrying around the big ass bear. Yeah,
whose bear was bigger?
I wanted to get the biggest bear, so I did do that. But I'd be embarrassed as hell walking in with that thing.
How lame did we look just getting out the car with the bear?
So embarrassed because I always had social anxiety, still kind of do.
Yeah.
So that shit was like the fucking biggest challenge, like climbing a mountain.
All the girls be walking around with flowers and bears and shit. What what the fuck, bro? We really thought that was cool.
That really wasn't cool. No, it was cute.
I guess it sets the foundation for when you become a man one day.
Yeah, when you're buying flowers.
Buying flowers for
fancy dinners and the ribeyes.
What I'm talking about. Well, and then you come back to my life and, you know, start all over again.
Listen, man, on the bright side, you're saving money.
Very true.
You can be your own. You know, you can hit up your friends who don't have Valentine's. Like, you know how they do Galentine's? Let's run that shit.
I was going to say, let's do a bro. Oh, we talked about before.
We just need a good name for it.
Yeah, because Brolentine's kind
of... Galentine's is perfect. Oh, Palentine's.
You and your pals. And you could have some girlfriends who are pals.
Yeah.
Bring them too. Like, hey, you know, you don't got a man, I don't got a girl.
That's true.
Let's run it.
And then, yeah, maybe you hit it off with one of your...
And then it eventually turns into, they're going to get the check.
You go from pal to val. You know what I'm saying?
A little upgrade.
Let's turn that shit to a V.
Shit, I'm trying to get you a P to a V.
Nah, real like shit that. Though. That's oh, we cool. talked about this on our last episode.
That is cool.
Yeah, the best relationships come from friendships. So it's actually the best playbook.
It's actually good to like find some. The goal is to find someone who does have a Valentine.
Exactly.
Tell them, let's hang out since you don't have anyone. I don't have anyone. You already know the intentions. You
just
want
have
them,
a good time.
You want them to be your person eventually.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You're already going deep, already scouting.
You could do that.
You could see, sweet. You could.
If you got a pal that you're attracted to, now's your moment. You're single.
Hit him up on February 13th.
The funny thing is, this shit is coming out after Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah. So I want. Yeah.
So hopefully you did that. Oh shit.
Oh. So hey. So what's going on, man?
Yo, I think we have to address this. Like we have to. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want. Yeah, okay. Yeah. First of all, I wanted to bring this up for all the dogs. Previously, I talked a lot of shit about that album, right? And I shouldn't have. And I actually, to your credit, you told me, hey, just like sit with it for a while. It's going to grow on you. Mm-hmm. And I was just being stubborn. I was just being crazy for the mic, really.
Yeah, yeah. You were just talking a lot of nonsense.
That's a fucking great album, man. Champagne Poppy, whatever the fuck I said before, just irrelevant. That's a fucking great album. And the more I listen to it, the more it gets better.
Just some terrific work he had.
Every song that I listen to is just amazing. So I wanted to clarify.
Bro, it's funny because we could definitely go back to when you're talking the most shit like that. That album was just dog trash.
Literally his worst
that
album.
Drake needs to just quit.
Shit was worse than
you're
comeback
like, bro,
season.
It gets worse and worse. We got to do a side-by-side from you just talking shit and then you're like, give us some time in life, bro. No matter what it is, let's make this a life lesson. Like,
bro, my ratings are always so impulsive.
Bro, you were basically saying like this was probably one of the like just straight dog shit.
I don't think I said all that.
Dog shit.
I think I just said it was like pretty bad like for his standards. You know what I'm saying? Because I hold him to a high standard.
Of course, which is good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's just like anything else in life. Give it some time. Let it ease into it. The more you do something.
And I don't know what it is that songs just kind of fucking grow on
they
you.
They grow on you, bro. I never really thought music can do that. But then it took a few other albums ago that like, the more you listen to songs, bro, I promise they just grow.
Sometimes it takes like a certain experience.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Because like, if you're doing something fun, maybe you're out, like you're out at night or something and that song comes on. Now you're relating that fun experience to that song. Mm-hmm. And now that song's better in your mind, like subconsciously.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it really depends how you listen to it.
Did you have any songs that like that did that to you?
On that album?
Yeah.
Fucking all of them. Tried Our Best comes to mind. That one is pretty fucking great. Now I'm always blank when like it comes to song titles.
Yeah.
But I could probably name more. It's just
I think especially, yeah, when you listen to, especially because we have so much in the very beginning, like we have so much. We're just hoping the album's gonna be good. Like we're literally thinking like, damn, like we're putting so much pressure on it. So I think that we're already going in with like the expectations like that it's gonna be a freaking banger.
Yeah.
Automatically. And so when we're like, when we hear something, we're just like not feeling it at first. We're just like, oh, it's trash in our head when we're listening to it that first time.
Yep.
But then you put it on again, like, all right, put on again.
Certain
and just
context.
The more you more, especially like I said, it hit me, bro, one morning.
Those
I think
late
I texted
night drives.
You, not just that, but I think I texted you. I was driving like 6 a.m. one time, early morning.
Members only.
And bro, I was like, bro, it's like 6 a.m. but something like the sun was rising.
Yeah.
Just blasting that.
That's
bro,
what I mean. The context.
It hits. Yeah.
That,
I'm like,
after you text me that, I was like, okay, let me revisit this song.
I'm like, bro, listen to this.
Members only with Party Next
listen
Door.
Listen to this, bro. Like,
oh, bro, I had that shit on repeat for like the next week.
Oh my God, bro. I love it. Drake, you're a mastermind. Once again, thank you. Oh,
yo,
next
with your
month.
Fucking snake in your pants.
Yeah, Drake got a Grammy.
Shout out to yo. You heard he won a Grammy or no?
Yeah, you won a Grammy.
And he doesn't even submit his music to the Grammys.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the glizzy that he
No,
he won
a Grammy for longest schlong in the rap game.
That man got the glizzy, bro. Shit.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even see it yet.
Wait, you still haven't?
I will admit, though, as a man, I did one Twitter search, Drake video, and I couldn't find it.
Bro.
I couldn't find it, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to fucking lower my dignity to find this video of Drake swinging that snake around.
I would be lying if I told you I didn't do the same. Because I woke up, went straight to Twitter, and I just saw all these Drake leaked
Drake,
video, slang. I just saw just everything. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Typed in Drake video.
Yeah.
Mine was the first search. It popped up right there.
Bro,
that dude was just...
I think by the time I was searching, like, they were already deleting that shit from the internet.
Oh, you caught it late.
I caught it late.
You're a late bloomer.
Late trend.
All of it is just blocked at that point.
I couldn't find it, bro.
Oh, bro.
I'm sure someone could send it to me, but, like, I don't really want to see it that bad. I just like seeing all the talk about it.
Dog, it's... Jake's packing heat, dog. I saw someone was like, bro, he's blessed. Like, not only is the best artist, but, like, a man with, like, a...
What is his fucking flaw? You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, you think about it though. You know what I'm saying? Like, Drake's always talking about smashing all these people, like that he'll
you
take your girl and like smash her.
You would have think we knew by now that he was packing heat.
Oh yeah. I'm actually surprised it took this long for it.
How did it take like 2 decades of Drake for us to like just now find this?
He probably has papers signed, like if I'ma send you something that goes out, like
okay.
I'ma sue your ass.
But do you think he leaked it?
Nah.
You think he was ready to show the world his snake?
My whole thing is, it has to gone like through a lot of different people for the pixels to be like kind of shitty. Because think about it, he has an iPhone.
Oh, it didn't look good?
It looked like he maybe had an iPhone 8.
So he probably got hacked.
So his shit, the pixels were not there. The pixels weren't pixeling.
This shit, not 4K.
Pixel was not pixeling, dog.
He was freaking 360.
Shit looked blurry.
There's a 360p.
I'm talking a Samsung Galaxy A5. Like
that's actually a great phone.
A15. Maybe
that's a great phone. I don't know shit. I just know.
I'm like, that's the A24
Samsung's
now.
Samsung's apparently have good cameras. All
right, we're talking a Nokia flip phone, bro.
Shit
was not out enough. But yeah, he was, and it was funny, bro, because like he was like the ultimate Drake fashion. Like he's like laying down and you can tell, I think he's probably maybe like in the tour bus because he has a full body mirror, like,
yeah.
And he's laying down far away
just,
and he zooms in and like he just picks his shit up and he's just like swinging it like. Just like just real, like not
just playing with it.
Just fucking like he's about to throw a rope at a bulldog. He's just swinging that shit like
that's
it like
fire.
Think about that like when you're in school. Remember them noodles you had?
The pool noodles.
Pool noodles. Think about when you're little. You were swimming at
yeah,
the pool. And
yeah.
He had a pool noodle. Just
damn.
Just noodling,
swinging that thing around.
That shit was swinging.
I respect
his eyes
it.
Closed were swinging.
I respect that shit,
bro. Hey, you know, let the man.
It did a lot for his reputation. Especially amongst the women who, you know, a lot of women.
It's the memes, bro.
A lot of
the
Swifties out there weren't rocking with Drake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now they are.
Nah, if Drake did not get to have fun with ladies before, he's about to be out there digging in cheeks, dog.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. That man.
Bro, OVO shouldn't have been an owl. It should have been a snake. If you think about it. If you really think about
Changes
it.
Changes the logo. Mid-career.
Yo, that's that would have been it right there.
Nah, yeah, he's snaking, bro. But honestly, like, hey, if the man's blessed with a lot of things in life, like...
You know what his one flaw is? When he talks. I'll say that right now.
Like,
I don't like when Drake talks.
So wait, what do you mean?
If you ever watch him in an interview or
I have.
You know, I think he did a podcast one time or talk show. He did like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I don't like when he talks.
I like the way he talks.
I don't. He's not a good talker.
Are you saying, like, is it, like, his, like, slang? Because he has, like, that UK,
he
like...
He hesitates a lot. He's like, yeah, he kind of, like...
No, man. No.
Yeah, oh, the accents do kind of make me cringe.
The accents pop up here and
sometimes.
There
I like them in the raps.
Yeah.
But not in the... Not when you're just talking.
Just a little flow?
It seems forced. And then he has a funny laugh. If I'm really being, you know, critical, if I got to find a flaw on this man, it's when he talks.
I love his energy. Reminds me a lot of myself.
How?
I ever tell you people told me that reminded them of Drake. Yeah, just like Denzel. Just got it like that, you know?
Yeah, I respect it, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's okay. Well, some of us aren't as blessed as others, but you know, it's okay though.
Yeah.
We make up for it with our jokes.
We make it work.
It gets the job done.
It's never let me down.
Bro, one thing, you can change it by yourself.
What oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Shit, give me a slithering snake in my pants, bro. I'm kidding.
He said, I'll take a mandingo.
One thing I could change about myself.
I'm going mine already.
Physically?
Anything. Shit, it could be fucking emotionally. Mentally.
Shit, I'd rather not be depressed. I'm just kidding. Okay. What, you said you already have an answer. What is yours? Well,
shit, bro. Put me 5'11".
You want to be taller?
I'll take 6 foot.
I've never had a problem with my height.
I haven't, but lately I've been thinking, bro, like...
It wouldn't hurt, though.
Bro, no. There's just... I was talking to this girl. She was telling me, like, it's just crazy how a lot of girls like dudes just because they're tall. Like, they're not even, like, that best of a looking
guy. It's kind of a cheat code, yeah.
It's just tall. Like, they're tall. Bro, like, yeah. I never really thought about it. I'm like, damn.
It's definitely easier to get attention.
I think we're just so used to, like, us, like, okay, we're content with our heights because... All of us around the same height, 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", right?
Yeah.
But, dude, if we were a bunch of 6'2" guys.
Yeah, there's things about myself I'm like, I don't not like it, but I also, like, it wouldn't hurt for it to be better.
I'll take a couple more inches.
I'll take a few more inches in different areas.
More than one.
It wouldn't hurt is what I'm saying. I've never had a problem, but it also wouldn't hurt. That's, like, the moral of the story.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some damage, but, like, still, like, it just...
Exactly.
There could be more damage done. Like, I could have a Valentine tomorrow.
What is the saying? It's not the size of the thing, is the thing of the thing.
It's the size of the sock.
It's the way you use it. We fucking butchered the hell out of that. But I think you know what we mean.
Nah,
it's the
motion of
the size
of the
snake. It's the
motion of the ocean.
It's the motion of the bite.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, that shit ain't
It's about
adding.
How you slanging that thing.
You gotta, like, move. But okay. You can motion all you want, your shit like that. But I'm saying, like, we can't really grow. Like, it's like you can give us a seed and we're gonna sprout.
Yeah, but we don't know if Drake's using that thing correctly.
Bro, he obviously is.
How is that
There's
obvious?
There's plenty of girls that have, like, said that, like, Drake has rocked their world.
For real?
Yes.
Damn, bro.
You haven't seen them videos?
No.
Go to TikTok. And
where
type
do I find
in,
that?
Drake rocked my world.
Just that's a search. That's a search.
That's the first one that comes up.
Drake rocked my world.
No, literally. Bro, I'm pretty sure. Okay, what do you take a guess? How many bodies do you think Drake's at?
Oh, fuck.
Like, just take a guess.
Probably disturbing. Probably like 500.
Oh, bro. Hell no.
1,000?
Dog. He's pushing like at least 2-3K. Easily.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, easily, bro.
That's reckless, easily. Bro. That's reckless.
At least over 2K. Dude, there's dudes I know personally, like, I'm talking your average guys, there are, like, maybe 300. So, Drake,
I guess it just depends on your standards.
In the last 10 years, bro, he's never really even had a girlfriend, really. Like, in the times he has, like,
I love how we're counting Drake's bodies right now.
Drake's out there fucking, he's slanging his shit, dog. Yeah, especially now we know he has an anaconda on him. It makes sense.
Makes sense.
He's for sure in the case.
Might as well put it to use. Why wouldn't you?
Don't be selfish now.
The world deserves that thing.
So it's at the end of the day, Drake has a slong. We're short kings. And we're going to win.
I'm not
sure.
Don't put that on me.
You're mid?
I'm actually the perfect height.
Oh, the perfect.
Perfect. Like, you know, it's not even coming from my mouth. It's coming from the word of the women.
They said 5'9".
You could search this on TikTok. Search perfect height.
It's going to be a picture
of
Arthur.
It's going to say me.
Arthur's face.
It's going to say 5'9", baby.
You're going to be standing just smiling at the camera.
They say it's, you know, and this, again, this isn't coming from me. They say it's perfect for cuddling, perfect for hugging, perfect for a lot of different things. You know, when you're too tall, shit gets uncomfortable, yeah. Doesn't quite match up correctly. You know?
What's a good compliment someone's giving you?
It's a simple science.
Besides the perfect height that you
They tell
you
me
enjoy.
I'm the perfect height. They tell me,
Jerry, you have no flaws. I'm like, yes, you're right.
They tell you that?
All the time.
Wow. No flaws is crazy.
It's bullshit.
No, but it's true. It's like we talked about last time. When you really love someone or you really have strong feelings for them, they don't really have flaws.
They don't.
Like, they really can't do any wrong.
There's literally nothing.
I mean, they can, obviously, but it's going to take more.
Yeah. It's going to take some cheating.
Because you're just kind of like, it's going to take some crazy shit.
It's going to take some cheating.
Exactly.
Now, I think a compliment someone's told me that I'm a really good cuddler. I'm like, wow, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good.
I feel safe.
It's hard to be bad, I feel.
I feel like some people just maybe like might be too like.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been with some people who like it is hard. It's hard to cuddle with them.
Why?
I don't know. It's like when you don't have the chemistry.
Oh yeah.
You need chemistry to cuddle.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with that?
I think I don't think it's just.
You can't just cuddle with anyone.
Cuddling with randoms is not a thing.
It's not.
But some people want it to be a thing, and I feel like there's just really no. You know the deal. If it gets to that point, if you're going to stay to cuddle, I don't see anything wrong with that. But don't
if the cuddling takes effort, you're with the wrong person.
Oh, if you're thinking about that you should be cuddling with them,
that shit
you're
just,
with the wrong person.
It should just feel right.
That's happened before where I'm like looking up.
Yo, shit's just not quite.
They're like.
Not quite comfy.
Putting their head on my shoulder and I'm just like, you need to get the fuck
I'm really
here.
Just not comfy.
I'm just like, I don't like this.
This is not enjoyable.
I want to go
very one-sided.
I'll sleep on the ground right now.
You have the bed.
You take the bed.
Take
I don't even need it, bro. Bro, you know, a thing about me, and this is like for the people that I do like to cuddle with. I toss and turn. I'm a big toss and a turner.
Yeah.
Big dog. Like, it sucks. And I feel bad because it has nothing to do with the person. It's just, I personally like to toss and turn. So I'm on one side. Give me like 20 minutes. I'm turning over the other side.
Do people actually cuddle throughout the night?
It's all hot.
It could not be me, bro. Like, if it's time to sleep, it's time to sleep.
We're like, you shake hands, good work.
I wonder if there's couples out there that actually cuddle like
bro,
throughout
I'm
the night.
I'm pretty sure there's people that they're holding them the whole time.
Hey, no way. The way my body's built, that shit just ain't gonna work for me.
I gotta spread my legs.
The
bro.
Way I'll be drenched. The way I'll be fucking drenched.
Just wake up, you're soaked?
Dude, yes.
Bez is all... Nah, that's not so comfortable.
Not gonna work.
That's uncomfortable, nah.
But cuddling's great when you're watching a movie or just chilling.
Yeah.
Or, not when you're sleeping. That's when I draw the line.
Yeah, you gotta... If that TV turns off...
As much distance as possible.
As soon as you cut that TV off.
Would you be okay with having, like, separate beds?
Oh.
Than your wife?
I know there's people in this world that do that.
The thing with me is like, I understand it when it comes to like movement and shit or like not disturbing each other's sleep.
Yeah.
But also you want to be close to them. That's kind of the whole point.
Bro, I personally, unless like we're going through like a split.
You want to be with them.
Every night. Yeah. I feel like even the nights, you know, like the typical, like you get like your wife mad or something. You sleep on the couch. I feel like those got to be like the saddest nights.
That just sounds depressing.
Like, bro, go sleep on the couch. Like, that's big. You must have pissed someone off.
It's a horrible punishment.
If they do not want to sleep with you, they don't want to wake up to you.
Yo, for real,
Think
though.
About it, bro.
Get away from
me. We never really noticed when we were kids when you hear, like, that saying or you watch it in movies and stuff.
Like, that's not a big deal. When I was a kid, I was like, that's no big deal.
Like,
that's actually
cool.
A reward.
That's a great thing.
Closer to the kitchen?
A late night snack.
Fucking snacks on deck. You got the TV to yourself. All kinds of shit.
You can do whatever you want. That's actually good to sleep on the couch.
But now as an adult,
bro
that
is
that
terrible.
Ain't
you better start
That's you sad. You better
find
hell.
A lawyer.
Divorce.
This shit's over. You better get used to that couch.
But I think is a kind of a genius thing. Get two beds.
Put them side
by
side.
Push them together. So you can still be next to each other, but you don't feel the movement and shit.
And then when they piss you off, you just scoot that shit a little bit.
Yeah,
to the
and
left.
If they piss you off, you can separate that shit.
I'm saying maybe married couples should get bunk beds.
That's what we call a win-win.
You want top bunk or bottom bunk, babe?
Get on the fucking top bunk tonight.
Your ass is on the
You're
top.
You're done.
You're on the top decker. Bro, but look, hey, do I guess some people probably maybe just blow things out of proportion, right?
In what way?
Like in a way of say like that. Say like if someone.
Yeah.
If what? Like they got to do something obviously really, really bad for them to say that. But I don't know. Maybe some people really are just like, oh, like.
I mean.
You make one decision and then it's just.
That should be definitely a last resort, you know. But if you really can't come to a solution that night, I think it's okay to take some space. Somebody sleeps on the couch.
Sometimes you need some space.
Revisit in the morning and you'll probably work it out.
Exactly.
If it's couch every night, that's a different.
If it's couch for a whole.
That's just looking.
You might
looking dire.
Get that one bedroom, expand to a two bedroom.
Yeah, that's just not looking
good.
It's
time good. For you to get your own room, buddy.
If it's like, I would say 3 nights plus in a row, you might be past the point of return. That shit should be a one nighter. The couch should be a one nighter.
You're not getting your space back.
And if you're not back in the bedroom tomorrow night, then shit's looking fucking dire.
Oh, man. I think just, what's the best thing? Talk it out.
Talk it out.
You gotta talk it out, man.
But there are, you know, definitely times when you gotta take some space, especially if emotions are heightened.
Yeah.
And you come back because with a fresh
moment,
mind.
Yeah, in the moment, you're gonna be like.
Bro, I love how we're giving relationship advice.
I'm single and a motherfucker. I don't even got a Valentine's date tomorrow.
Barely ever had a successful relationship.
Oh, my shit's gone downhill.
Oh, man. But we know best.
Man, honestly, yeah, keep listening to us.
But we're able to observe.
It's because we're doing a love episode. So.
We're healthy kings.
We're trying to put y'all on game about love, you know?
It's really simple. It's simple.
Just
love is simple.
Love is love, yo.
It's easy.
We'll be married by now.
This brings me to my next question. Do you ever get, like, this is a serious question, by the way. All right.
I'm definitely going to take it.
Like, don't judge me.
I'm not going to be serious when it comes
to. Do you ever get turned on by anything that's like. Hold on. Do you ever get turned on by anything that's like not sexual? Is there anything else in life where you just see it and you're like, it makes you feel something?
If we're being honest, maybe like. On a night that I'm just going to be chilling, like not going anywhere, doing mm-hmm. anything. And I get in my car.
Yep.
And I pick up a box of Marco's pizza.
Whoa.
I'm talking.
Bro, you read my mind.
I'm talking, bro. A nice, fresh, hot box of Marco's pizza.
Bro. There's nothing like, or like a fucking patty melt. When I unwrap a patty melt, I feel a twinge. And I know it's not sex. Like, I don't want to. Have intercourse with the patty melt. I want
to
devour
you're
it.
You're about to tear that shit up.
I'm going to tear that shit up in a different way, though. And it makes me feel something. And I don't think it's, like, sexual.
But do you ever get sad when it's just done?
Yes. Sometimes I think about getting another one sometimes.
Like, get back in my car.
Didn't quite fill me up.
Let me go get gas first. And let me go.
You know, one of my favorite things is getting food, drive-thru, finding a fucking dope-ass parking spot. I have one of those trays that you attach to your steering wheel. I put on a good fucking pod, maybe a good album, depends on my mood that night. And I fucking sit there and eat my meal and it's therapeutic.
Bro.
And it's one of my favorite hobbies.
That just is.
By myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Good music, good pod, good food. That's like the trifecta.
Yeah, yeah. I like how you got that little tray, though. Where do you get that bad boy?
Find that shit on Amazon. Attaches right to your... I stole it from my dad, actually. Straight up stole it from his car.
Did you bust out a tray?
I still don't think he knows I took it.
Okay, so you just said something really good. Look, now that could be a date. That's a date right there. Date night. Think about it.
Find you a girl that's okay doing that.
Yeah, go pick up some food. Park.
We love a low-maintenance queen.
Bro, that's... Yeah, I like girls like that, too.
Me too, man.
You know, but I'm
very
similar.
They just want your company.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it doesn't mean you shouldn't have special nights and shit.
Yeah, nah.
Make them feel special. But
yeah, that sounds like a good night, though. I'm very similar.
Do you ever do that, though, or no?
I do that, but I don't do that. I
I do a different version.
I do that a little bit. It's a little different.
What's your version?
I don't park anywhere. Okay. I come straight home.
You come home?
Come home, sit right here.
Put a good movie
by
on?
By myself, put on a good movie. No, this is what I do.
Okay, that's a vibe as well.
I actually put the movie on before I go because that's my biggest pet peeve.
Oh,
I
need searching.
I already wanted to, yeah, because the food's going to get cold and stuff.
You're fucking right.
So I get the movie, I press pause.
Yes.
I go pick up the pizza, I come
that
back.
That shit's ready to go.
I'm here. It's a Friday night. It is no one here. No one's coming. I'm just by myself. And I'm just
the
chilling.
Fucking dream.
If it's a show, it's even better because then now you got.
Oh, you can binge.
Yeah, you can binge. You can binge.
That's all night.
And then you're like, before you know it, it's like 3 a.m.
Bro, that is the perfect, like, that's.
Bro, there's nothing. No, that makes
see,
me happy.
That made me feel a twinge. I still need to figure out.
As soon as you leave, bro, I'm turning these lights off and I'm
still need to put my finger on what that twinge is that I feel in my body.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something.
No, seriously, like, now I think about it, like, as soon as you leave,
yeah,
put it on Griselda. Yeah,
okay.
Griselda.
That's the new binge.
Bro, have you seen the show?
Bro, there's nothing like getting Wingstop
and
putting on a good show. That's my, if I'm going to do your version and not my version, it's going to be with wings.
Okay. Bone in.
Oh, I didn't say fucking saucy nuggets. I said wings, baby.
I ain't talking saucy.
Give me some
nuggets.
Wings with bones.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I love
wanna chomp
bone
on that.
In. I do. I want to
chomp. I want to chomp on that shit like I'm in the fucking Stone Ages.
Yeah, they need to be bigger though. Wingstop need to be bigger. That's my problem with them. And I love Wingstop.
You like some thick wings?
I like me some thickies.
I like that.
I like my shit thick, bro. Come on.
I don't really care.
it's food.
As long as it's lemon pepper and it's fucking warm.
I like my shit lemon pepper only. Nah, but yeah, that's true, bro. And those are my favorite nights. It's like when you know you have nothing planned. You have like no one to see. You have no obligations. It's like, yo,
yeah.
I'm just going to go home or it's go in your parking spot.
Bro, go.
Where do you
park? Try my version.
You park at, yeah, we'll switch. Where do you park?
Okay, this might make me sound creepy.
You park like at like a
I like parking somewhere where I can people watch. But not like watch a person.
So
but
like,
just like a public.
Like a Lifetime parking lot.
So I can just observe and shit.
Like something like Lifetime?
Yeah, maybe like, or like I've never done that.
Maybe play like a movie theater where you can see people.
This now that I think about it.
Yeah, where do you
usually
watch?
Usually I just park like in the parking lot of the place
bro,
I went to.
They call it security on you.
Yo, fuck
there's
you.
Some man just staring at me with a patty melt.
People listening to this are calling the cops. No, I usually park in the, like if I'm at Chick-fil-A, I'll park in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really matter.
See, bro, sometimes like you ever get tired though? Like, you know, sometimes when you eat, you're kind of like, you already know you have that lazy mentality. That's the thing. I like being at home because I can fall asleep in like 5 seconds, right?
I like my food fresh.
I know.
Because by the time you drive it home, your shit's a little soggy.
Nah, my shit's...
It's not quite warm.
I've never had that experience.
Well, it's because you have low standards. You need to have higher... you have higher standards for your fast food.
I got the air fryer if I need to put the fries in.
Okay, well, that's different.
Nah, but yeah, I feel you. Feel you on that.
Yeah, that's the dream right there.
We'll switch. I'll switch up like that. One day I'll park. I mean, I live pretty close.
I'll try your version.
I live pretty close to a lot of places.
Yeah, but just try the parking lot. Put on a good music.
Or maybe watch a show or something, or a pod.
That is an option.
Okay, I'll listen to us next time.
I definitely do that. I get excited.
I do that on my way to work. I'll drive. I'll be driving.
I get excited to hear our shit more than any other.
I laugh.
Does that make us narcissists?
We probably are, but it's fine though. We're funny.
Nobody makes me laugh like me. What can I say?
I'm funny. What can I say? No, absolutely. We're hilarious, dog.
But I feel like everyone thinks they're the funniest person. Like, I would imagine you feel like you're the funniest person you know. I feel like I'm the funniest person I know.
You know, you've already know. I just say stuff just because, like, I know it's dumb.
Yeah.
But I know someone's going to laugh.
That's how I am on this shit.
And I already know it. I'm in that in life.
I try to say dumb shit on here.
I purposely say,
and
like,
the downside is people think I'm dumb now.
Oh man!
Unless they really know me,
I've been told I'm stupid for a long time.
Yeah, it's okay. We're here for comedy.
It's already.
Sometimes
at the
point. I wonder, like, how many people take me serious on this shit.
My mom questions me every week.
See, I don't get questions, but I can imagine. Yeah, your mom.
Jared, what's wrong with you?
Are you okay?
Jared, are you my son?
Do you need to go see someone?
What is wrong? I be saying all the stuff I say on this podcast, bro. Mom, I unlocked the
See,
whole...
I feel like you're pretty much the same, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of this shit.
This is like your getaway for, like, outside of your world,
this
right?
This is my escape here. To act stupid.
Yeah, yeah. This is me acting normal. This is another platform for people to know that.
This is just me being me,
I'm
bro.
I'm just a dumbass.
It's just a continuation of my day.
Yeah, nothing really switches with me, you know?
No, I would say I'm kind of like this anyway, but with people I know well. Like, I'm goofy.
Yeah.
But most people don't know this side of me. This is why, that's why they get a little surprised. They're like, yo, what the fuck?
I love.
Who is this guy?
I think us being funny, bro, we can win some hearts being funny. That's, no matter who it is.
That's our riz,
friendships,
baby. That's our riz.
Relationships.
Yeah.
People, you always need a funny person in life.
I think that's our strength. It's not the heat that we're packing. It's the fucking.
Definitely not the glizzies we got, but.
Nah, we didn't stop hating on her. Just because we're not fucking Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what his shit's built like.
We're above average.
I still haven't seen.
Above average. All right. All matters. Above average.
Above average. What is the average?
No, the average is like 5 point. Like,
oh, no way.
5.
We need to fact check that.
No, no. It is.
Should I research it?
Promise.
Fuck, we got nothing to lose, right?
How many times I've been checking?
Oh, you've researched this.
You know how many times I've been telling girls, hey, my shit's above average.
My shit's above average.
How big is it? Oh, above average?
What?
Don't ask exactly how big, but it's above average, all right?
The average penis. Sorry, one hand
tied. My thing is, who does the polls for this, right? Like, how?
This is, I like, always wonder this.
When do we get ever asked the polls?
I always wonder this.
Because how can they even tell which one is average?
Who's measuring their shit? Okay, the average penis size is between 5.1 and 5.5 inches when erect.
Yep, when erect.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then when not erect, I think it says it's like 3.5, right? 3 point something.
With most falling toward the smaller end of this range. So most are about at the smaller end of like 5 inches.
That's average.
Wow.
That's hard, dog.
Wow.
So we got to feel good. Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Because I know some girls told me that they messed with some dudes that wasn't actually even pushing that. So
no way.
Makes us feel like Drake.
Isn't that so weird how shit just is different for everyone?
Bro, you know what's... Yeah, that is
like,
true.
Why are we all so different?
People we know that have, like, obviously, like, we have no idea. They have no idea about us. But think about this. You know, like, with the girl, you can kind of see what you're going to get before you.
You know what you're working with?
Like,
is that what you're saying?
I was going to say before you unwrap. Like it's going to be like a...
Before you unwrap them like a fucking chocolate, like a Hershey's Kiss,
yeah,
baby.
You know, you have the Hershey's Kiss and you unwrap. You already know the size of that,
you
right?
You kind of know what it's shaped
with
like.
With women, you kind of know what you're working with. You can see their figure. You can see what...
No, this just isn't true. They're also built differently. No. I mean, you know, yeah, like...
You have a good idea. Like,
it's different.
I'm talking... Up here, down there, like you can see the shape, like somewhat of a shape, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't know, bro. they have no idea what the... It's
a surprise. They don't know what it's going to be built like. They don't know how it's going to operate. They don't know if the functionality is there.
A lot.
They don't know how it's going to respond to them.
It must be stressed to be a woman, honestly. Tell you the
truth. Never thought about that.
Dude, think about it. Like, we're basically, once we get to that part where stuff start coming off, they're either going to be really, really happy or just like, yo, really, really.
But is it back to the conversation of like, when you really like someone, are they really going to be upset with what they see?
Yeah, true.
If they have real feelings?
I'm talking feelings involved. Maybe it's not that big.
Oh, no, but you're talking about like a hookup or something.
Hookup. They're never going to call you again.
Call you back.
Hey, if they call you.
It's a great sign.
They want a round two. I don't know what you did, but do it again.
They liked what they unwrapped.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Or maybe they're just really, what's it called?
Deprived.
Not deprived, but they're just really...
horny. Oh my God.
Desperate.
Desperate. Yep. That's what I meant to say.
Deprived. I was like...
That's basically all the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. Horny, desperate. It's okay.
They go hand in hand.
They're not going to tell you that.
They go hand in hand. Tomato, tomato.
Just keep slinging your thing.
Maybe we should be more family friendly. What do you think?
Yeah. Mom, I'm sorry.
I have nothing left to talk about. I don't know about you.
What kind of
pillow? At least not written down.
What kind of pillows you like?
Dude, I love that you brought this up because I don't like my pillows. I heard Rick Ross talking about this on a podcast where he was saying... He beefs with his wife because they like don't like the same pillows or some shit. And they were like, well, have you ever thought about buying new pillows? Like, aren't you rich? He's like, yeah, but I've never heard of anyone pillow shopping. I was like, that's a damn good point. Nobody wants to pillow shop, but I need to.
Yeah.
Because I have like those memory foam ones. I'm just, I don't know if I'm vibing with those.
Okay, so your shit, can you bend your pillow in half? Like,
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
I can, I think.
But it's...
But it's not like one of those soft pillows.
You've seen those soft, like, fluffy pillows?
It's more like a Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because mine's like that. My shit's called bamboo. I got some bamboo.
Wait, I think I have that.
The bamboo pillows for Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it has a side that's a cool side.
Yes.
And it fucking actually feels cool. Bro, yeah, it's like magic. I don't know how it works.
And it's like nice and firm, but it's still like...
It's still like it's comfy.
Dude, it's perfect. I can't sleep without it, bro.
You know what? I do love that pillow. I think what my problem is like I need better relaxing pillows. Not when I'm sleeping, but when I'm just chilling watching TV.
Yeah.
The memory foam's not the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I need something more like comfy.
I stayed at my parents' last few nights.
Yeah.
Worst sleep of my life. I forgot.
Bad pillows?
Bed's amazing. My old bed. Miss my old bed. Very, very comfortable. But I just forgot how shitty the pillows were when I lived there. Like, because when I moved here, bro, I got, like, my goal was, like, I want some new pillows, bro. Like, and the pillows I had at my parents were my old pillows. So I slept on those every night.
Yeah.
Bro, I just.
I feel like we just get used to.
My neck, just. Hurts.
It's one of those things you don't know what you have until you have it.
Oh, absolutely, bro.
You didn't know that your pillows were ass.
I didn't know there was good pillows in the world.
Exactly, because nobody pillow shops.
And I'm like, Mom, like, you need to get some better pillows.
Nobody pillow shops. Everyone's sleeping on pillows. Ooh, get it? No pun intended. Everyone's sleeping on pillows.
That's
though.
A knee slapper.
You don't know what you're missing out on.
Don't know until you know, until you crack your damn neck. Yeah. My shit was hurting, bro. It still kind of hurts a little bit. But yeah, I didn't realize, like, there's actual people out there who just. Doesn't bother. My brother shows up. He stayed the night too. He liked it.
Bro, there's people who sleep with no pillow.
Yes.
That's criminal.
There's people who don't
have... It's like the sheets conversation.
There's people that don't have like a headboard.
I don't have a headboard. My shit's just pushed up against the wall, bro. Is that bad?
No.
I don't have a headboard, bro. Geez. Am I cooked? Oh, hell no.
I don't got nah, it's okay. You don't got none.
You said there's people, like, there's people. It's like a fucking just like a minority.
Am I cooked? You just have your shit just lean back.
It's just against the wall.
I feel like you need like some support though, right? Like, where, how do you put your pillows? You kind of like you need like a board, not like your shit.
So what does it even do? What does a headboard do other than
show
look?
Show support.
I thought it was just for aesthetics.
Yeah, support.
Support for what?
Support for you, dog. Like,
oh, if you want to sit up?
I mean, yeah, because think about it. Say if you do want to sit up.
You
can't really sit up with no headboard.
A headboard is basically like a wall.
I guess you use the wall as your headboard.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, so you don't even know. There's others.
I know there's headboards out there.
It's a different world.
I just never really seen the use of them.
It's a different world with a headboard.
Other than they just look good. I think they're just for looks.
I mean.
I just never made that investment. But isn't that weird how everyone sleeps differently? Everyone. Some people got headboards. Some people have pillows. Some people have no pillows. Some people have sheets. Other people just use their fucking blankets.
There has, bro. Like, and I didn't realize how, like, I'm actually sounding like an asshole. Like, I love my pillow, bro. Like, there's been times I've slept at, like, people's houses.
I think you're actually smart.
And
you're woke, bro. Because most people are still sleeping.
Bro, but like, I've already know, like, I'm not going to have a good sleep. Like, it's like, you're not going to say it. You're going to keep very quiet.
It's very challenging for me to sleep anywhere except for my bed. And you know this. You know this.
No, it is. For you, yes. And think about it. For me, it's not. I can sleep on the goddamn ground in a...
No.
See? But if something is that bad, as long... I don't even need a blanket. Just give me a pillow.
That's crazy.
I need a decent pillow. Like, just a decent pillow.
You're going to be shivering.
All right, maybe a blanket.
You use a top sheet?
I'll take... We were talking about... So you're a top sheet.
It's time for the important conversation.
Now let's get down to business.
Do you use a top sheet?
We're going to bring it back.
You're one of those that don't.
The top sheet... So there's... Let's tell people what it is. Okay, you got a bed. Yeah.
So
you got a mattress.
You have a mattress.
All right, and then you're putting on the...
You put the fitted sheet.
The fitted. That's going to be right
Everyone
around.
Everyone uses a fitted sheet.
Of course.
If you don't, then you're literally a psychopath.
You need a fitted sheet. Every bed comes with one.
Every bed has fitted sheet.
No, every linen case comes with a fitted sheet.
But if you'll notice, it also comes with another sheet.
It's called your top sheet.
That's your top sheet. And it's supposed to go above you, under the blanket. Okay? For maximum peak comfort. And there's people out there who don't use the top sheet. Instead, they just use the fucking blanket.
Yes.
And it drives me insane.
Yes. So, it goes
What do you off, do when you get hot?
It goes off of the damn temperature. How cold is it? In the winter, I'm under the top sheet.
Okay.
So I got the top sheet and I got the comforter.
So if it's summer,
I'm not under that top sheet. Because think about it. If you're under the top sheet, what about the comforter? You got the comforter too.
Here's the thing about comforters. They're not actually meant to be used to sleep. What? Comforters are meant to just fucking look good.
Comfort? What do you mean? What are you doing though?
I don't think they're meant to be used. See me, I have a top sheet. Then I have a blanket.
Then
I have a comforter. The comforter only gets used when I'm fucking shivering. It's there for backup.
So then you're under
but
your
it's
top
mainly
sheet.
Decoration.
You're under your top sheet. You have your blanket over you.
Yeah. Sheet and blanket. The sheet feels the best on your skin. It just feels soft and cozy.
It does. When it's
feels
cold,
way better than a blanket.
When it's cold. Nah, but when you have a comforter though, when you're like bundling the comforter, that hits. That does hit.
Listen, everyone sleeps different.
Obviously.
I think you're sleeping wrong.
You're doing it all wrong, buddy.
All of you are wrong and I'm right. That's all I know.
Hey, we're just trying to put people on game how to sleep, though.
It is really, the thing is, there's no right way to do it, except for how I do it. Okay.
trying to teach y'all.
But
yeah.
I do need new pillows.
Long story short, I'm going to get a new pillow.
I think I'm going to get some new pillows.
I don't need a new pillow. You need to get a new pillow. You need to get a headboard. And then we'll talk.
Do you have a headboard?
I do, bro. You want to borrow mine?
And why is it important?
Dude, I don't know. For some reason, like, when I feel like there's people that don't have headboards, I just feel like...
It just looks incomplete.
Think about this. Okay, so, like, this is a couch, right? Yeah, yeah. Y'all can see this couch. All right, these are pillows, right?
Yeah.
But what's behind the pillows? The board of the couch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, if the board of the couch wasn't there, these pillows would just be against the wall. I feel like, you know, like just doesn't, nothing, see, we have no support.
So it just doesn't seem right.
We have no support, dog. Maybe you're
the
sleeping.
The pillows are support.
Maybe you're sleeping like mediocre right now. You could be sleeping like a
fucking.
The
headboard has no, like,
you could be
correlation
sleeping,
to sleeping.
You could be sleeping like a king. Just, you don't even know.
How would the headboard make me sleep better?
Just try it out.
Because I'm laying on my bed, not my headboard.
I'll help you take mine downstairs.
Can I take yours home?
You just
can I
on,
do a trial run?
You have it on top of your car.
Like, bro, I saw these guys putting a ladder in their van, but this was like at least a 12-foot ladder. So I was like, what is their fucking plan? Bro, the ladder hanging out the back was the size of the van. And they just started driving away. I was like, you're going to get arrested.
Wait, it was just hanging out?
Hanging out.
No shit.
I don't know what their plan was.
How did they get to stick? How did they get to like...
I think they strapped it somehow.
They strapped it inside, but it still was going to hang out.
It's hanging out like double the size of the van.
So like if you're a car right behind it, you're going to fuck up your car.
Like you're fucked, yeah.
If you have to brake, you're going to... That is going inside.
I don't know what their plan was, bro. I think they might be in jail.
Did they make it to their destination?
I think they made it to jail. The local penitentiary.
Holy shit.
That was the wildest shit I've seen all week.
Some people, bro... Yeah,
just make it work. That's the way.
He said, "Just make it work, dude." I was watching 2020, like just about weird.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I don't know what that is,
bro. You ever see 2020?
I've never even heard of it. Other
tonight,
than my vision,
maybe tonight.
Yeah,
go home, watch one episode. You have Hulu?
Yeah.
All right, man. If you don't,
I have a long list of shit to watch.
I'll give you my. All right, so start off with this.
I'll get to it in 2025.
No. Long story short, 2020. It started like I guess it like. Probably 1990s or 80s. It's very old. But like every week they have a new special called 2020.
Okay.
Literally, it's just a show about like true crime, like actual cases that happen around the world.
Yeah, you like that shit.
Bro, love it.
I've never been big on that.
Bro, this last one I just watched, this couple left, walked out of their apartment, and they have a Ring camera. Two Ring cameras. Or they have one Ring camera and an actual camera outside their apartment. And you could see him walking out. Husband goes back inside. He left something. He comes out. Him and the wife are walking to the car. And you can hear the gunshots.
Someone shot them?
Someone shot both of them in through the ring camera. They were so close that you can hear the gunshots. The girl was screaming, yelling. You can hear, boom, another shot. Her being so loud, like when it just got like lower and lower and lower. Her voice got just, next thing you know, dead. Husband died.
Oh,
she
no.
died in the car.
See, why do we want to watch this tragic ass shit, man?
Bro, it's crazy. The murderer gets in the car.
It's just thrilling.
Drives the car. The other murderer gets in behind him, follows him. They go somewhere and he gets out the car. He puts the car in park and made it look like they got in a car crash. Gets out the car and So it looks like that they were driving and they crashed.
Oh, what the fuck? You're going to see the gunshots.
Obviously, yeah. But they just said, all right, let's... They put a brick...
So was it targeted? Like, why did they kill them?
They killed them because... Well, really, they were trying to kill the girl. They had to kill the guy because he was with the girl. They killed the girl because she used to be... she was an escort. And she had... She was... Had, like, an affair with a married man.
Mm.
The married man did not want the wife to find out. Mm. Hires his old PI security team, two guys, to kill her. Paid them, wired them like 500k wired to just kill him, literally, just like that. Like,
did they get caught?
They got caught. Oh yeah, they're in jail. They're waiting for, like, literally. They haven't even got to their sentencing yet. Like in the world, like in today's world, they're waiting and thinking like June, July to get sentenced. They're gonna go for life, all three of them. Isn't that fucking wild? Isn't that crazy? Bro, like, in my head, I'm like...
So you watch that shit before you go to sleep? Do you have crazy-ass dreams?
Yes, I be having some crazy-ass shit.
And that doesn't bother you?
Oh, it does bother me. But, bro, I can't stop watching it.
It's worth it.
Hmm. Bro, I love these... It's because it just makes you want to, like, figure it out. Like, what
happens? Maybe you can go into that field.
I'll be a good little P.I. I'll be a good little investigator.
I can't even picture you being a detective.
Bro, imagine me talking to them, questioning.
Like, so, they ran through this door?
Did you kill the motherfucker or not? Like, come on now.
How many feet did they have?
Boy or girl, long hair or short hair? Did they talk to you? Bro.
What color were they?
I'm like, you're sitting in this chair, you're never getting up.
Oh my God.
I'll be, bro, imagine me questioning
someone. Never solves a case.
There'll be the unsolved cases.
Bro.
How many cases?
Breaking records.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no. Watch it at night, bro. I love me some murder. That's all I watch, honestly. Besides, damn, like, some weird shit.
Yeah. So I'm no balance. We should do a test. Like, watch some positive shit, and let's see how it affects, like, your dreams.
I usually watch Friends.
See, that's good.
That's, like, a good comfort.
Comfort,
like,
show.
Because you don't have to pay attention to it, but you know what's going on.
My comfort show is Rick and Morty.
See?
Rick and Morty.
I've had, yeah. Nah,
it's always there when I need it.
See, and it's cool with those comfort shows, right? Because it's like you don't...
It's mindless. You just put it on.
Does it make you laugh?
It's comforting. Yeah, I love that show.
But do you ever like put on a show just to like be on your phone?
Sometimes. And like, then I'm like, something's severely wrong with me. I'll be on TikTok.
Yeah, oh yeah, for 2 hours. But I have Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in the background.
Something going on, yeah. We're addicted. We need stimulation.
I told this girl the other day, I was like, yo, I just put on Full House just to watch. She's like, you put on what? I
was
like,
she didn't know what Full House
put
was.
On Full House. No, like, she just thought it was so shocking that like someone like me would put on Full House.
Oh, like, what is I that was like, bro, she might be way
what's
too
that
young.
What's supposed to mean? She might be way too
She might be way
He's
too
like, bro, hold
she on. Don't know what Full House
no,
is.
No, she did. She just thought like someone like me. I'm like, what is that supposed to mean?
Mm.
I don't look like a guy who would watch Full House. Fucking
She's
love.
Making judgments on you.
I love Uncle Danny.
Tell her, don't judge me.
I said Uncle Danny. I love Uncle Jesse.
Say, you know,
Danny needs, Tanner.
You say, I'm a man of many like curiosities.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yo, that was hard.
That actually.
Say that next time.
I'm going to use that.
That was fucking fire.
Use that for my pal that's going to turn into a Valentine.
Yo.
My pal that's going to turn into a vow.
This year, we're turning P's into V's, baby.
Shit. We're going to end on that note.
Yeah, let's wrap it up because I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry.
Yo, you know, I was just thinking about that. I'm fucking hungry because you got me. We're supposed to record on weekends. You got me out here on a fucking Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
And we start off at 7.
I haven't eaten dinner. We should bring food to the cast.
Oh, yeah.
Eat. It'll be like a mukbang. You know what that is?
I thought it was mukbang, dog.
It might be mukbang.
You got a... Is it a mukbang?
It's mukbang.
Mukbang? Or mukbangs?
ASMR. Some people like that shit.
Ooh,
we just eat while we chat.
And we can...
We eat and we yap. It's a fucking combination.
You say, chat, what are you going to eat for food tonight?
Combination. What? Well, I was going to go get wings and we were going to put on 2020.
Oh, okay. I'll be back soon.
I already placed the order.
It's going to go curbside. Yo, it's been real.
Yo, it's been fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thoughts.
And play us.
We out.
Peace.
See the wings. Thank you.